The Woman Behind the Veil by Ingalill Meyer. Published by Bukeya. Narrated by Jennifer Saxell. Chapter 1. Although the sun was blazing through the big terrace window, Linnea was not at all happy. No one would ever guess that she had just turned 55. She was still an attractive woman. Her shoulder-length blonde hair made her look younger still. So far, so good. What worried her most was her marriage, which had been on shaky ground for some time now. "Calm down," she said aloud, and pressed her nose against the hall mirror. The moment she felt the cold mirror against the tip of her nose, she knew what she was going to do today. Still standing, she drank what was left in her coffee cup, shut off the coffee machine, shut the door, and could finally focus on walking the short distance to Millis Gordon, where she could stand and look out over Lilla Vertan and all the boats from different countries passing by. With quick steps, she made her way there. At the high gate, she was met by a long queue pushing its way forward towards the entrance door. Linnea took her place behind some Finnish-speaking tourists and didn't have to wait long. About 10 minutes later, she bought her ticket and stepped out among the eager visitors. She decided to walk up the long stairs, but first, a quick look at the amazing sculptures on the lower terrace, naked men who proudly showed off their bodies. Linnea couldn't help but smile as she imagined that the men were smiling at her. A little embarrassed, she hurried up the stairs that led to the upper terrace. Halfway up, she stopped and stared at the usually well-groomed bushes that now lay flattened, twisted, and tangled on the ground. From earlier visits, Linnea was used to seeing the bushes, trees, and flowers very well tended, hence her reaction. She shrugged her shoulders and walked on, but stopped when she noticed a stocking hanging carelessly on a bush. "Strange," she said aloud, and continued on. But as luck would have it, she accidentally slipped. Luckily, she avoided falling by grabbing a steady bush, but then got snagged. She anxiously tugged at the fabric of her dress to get free, twisted and turned around. Then it happened. She cried out. Behind her lay a female body, wearing neither shoes nor stockings, clothes all in disarray. Nauseous from the shock, she turned her face away. But when she tried to go back up the stairs, a middle-aged man stood there, short of breath and holding a pair of pruning shears. "What the—" He stopped in mid-sentence when Linnea, terrified, pointed into the bushes. "There's a dead person lying there!" The man, probably a janitor, or perhaps a gardener, reacted a little strangely at first. Linnea regarded his wrinkled face and his silver hair that looked like it had never seen the inside of a hair salon. She was freezing. It became strangely quiet. What more could she say? The man shook his head slowly and let the pruning shears slide down into his pocket. Linnea looked at him stiffly. Could she trust the unknown man in front of her? But as if someone had kicked him, he moved quickly away, and she was able to breathe easy for a moment. When he then led her to one of the stone benches, she breathed a sigh of relief. But something frightened her. It was that look he gave her as he turned around and rushed away across the terrace, past the rippling fountain, only to disappear through the entrance doors. Linnea assumed that he was going to call the police. And so he did, for it didn't take long before the terrace was crawling with policemen. One of them came forward to Linnea and tried to get her to talk, but she just sat there staring straight ahead. A female officer came to the rescue, squatted down in front of her, and asked if she would like some water. But Linnea just shook her head and pointed towards the stairs. The officer stayed with her while...